He can hear me. Mr. Izzo, Inland Bay's Regional Wastewater Facility, design contract, Class A sludge dryer.
Good morning.
Morning.
Morning, sir.
Mr. Vincent indicated, I'm here to discuss a proposed design amendment with our contract with Whitman Recwart for the North Coastal Planning Area. Currently, as you may recall, we have a project underway at the Inland Bay's plant, and what that's going to do is convert our wastewater sludge from a wet material that can only be handled a small portion of the year to a drier material, which we can kind of handle more easily. But this particular project, as it's proposed, would convert our sludge from a Class B product to a Class A product.
Right.
If you recall, at our South Coastal plant, we have a Class A product, mm-hmm. and we are able to distribute that to local farmers for use as a fertilizer. Heather Sheridan is here today. If you have any questions about the Class A process, Heather is readily available.
Class A employee.
Class A employee.
Good job.
One difference as we're proposing at our South Coastal facility, we incorporate lime into the process. But what we find is, one, we're spending about $75,000 a year to purchase lime and bring it into the process. But also, it's so corrosive as far as the building that the equipment's housed in and is in the equipment itself is very corrosive. So the process, as we are proposing for the Inland Bays plant, we're going to go to a Class A material, but we're not going to incorporate lime into the process. The proposed contract amendment is $391,880, and the estimated construction cost is between $4.8 million and $5.8 million. We're not exactly sure how we want to size the equipment. That's part of the process that we'll look at in design, trying to figure out. Right now we have a capacity at the plant for about 2 MGD. Our next expansion would be 4 MGD, mm-hmm. so we're trying to figure out how we want to approach that process in sizing our equipment. We haven't made those decisions yet.
And then we need to find places to send it. So,
Some of the sludge we can use on site, but yes, part of the process in our design, we're going to look at the marketability. I do have a slight concern. Is our product going to be as marketable to the area farmers mm-hmm. without the lime in it? Okay. So we want to do a little bit of a small marketing study ahead of the process before we finalize that decision.
Good.
If there aren't any questions, I have a motion somewhere in my folder that I can read.
We're going to try to build another building. Is that correct?
Yes, to put this equipment in.
And what are we going to build it out this time?
Haven't been determined. We haven't started the design, but probably be a steel frame building.
Would salt treated be much better? Probably
it would be
better.
Cheaper. Doesn't last as long. So we're always balancing, you know, the longevity of the building versus the cost.
Now, that's where in my work and chicken manure and all that stuff, salt treated holds up much longer than steel. Steel does not hold up under corrosion.
Yeah, it's probably not the wood frame I'm concerned about. It's the sheathing, the way it attaches to the building. But we'll take a look at that.
You can always use, like we do in most of these corrosive buildings we build, we can always use planks, salt tree planks up the walls and all those kind of things. Pretty much, it's in one sense, it's more reasonable and lasts much longer.
Yeah, we just want it to be structurally sound.
Well, evidently it's been approved by the federal government, the building I'm talking about.
Okay.
But that'll be part of your process.
That'll be part of our process.
Well, we need to know that before we try to run something by me.
Been put on notice.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, the Sussex County Council, President be authorized to execute a contract amendment with Whitman Recwart & Associates, LLP, for the North Coastal Planning Area for design of the Class A sludge dryer facility at the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility at a cost not to exceed $391,880.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion?
And what are we voting on?
The design contract.
The design contract.
Mm-hmm. Well, at this point in time, you don't know what it's going to be, so why am I to vote?
I don't understand your question.
That's a question I asked you. I don't understand it. I don't understand.
Well, they got designed first for we. That's all part of the $3 or $4 million they're going to spend.
Well, how do we know how much it's going to cost if we don't know what we're building?
I can't.
We, if you're talking about the construction cost, I have an estimate. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you're talking about our design cost, I work on a time and material basis, so it's.
I understand, but okay. I asked you a question: what kind of building was how it was going to be built? You didn't know the material, nothing. And so how am I to vote on something when I don't know what the material is going to be?
Our estimate is based upon a steel frame building with steel sheathing.
I sat here and said, I don't believe steel frame is as good. And you said, well, we're still looking into that.
Right.
Isn't that what you said?
I probably didn't answer you exactly correctly. Our estimate was based upon the steel frame building.
Okay.
But because you have expressed a concern, we'll look at other alternatives.
And we shouldn't vote today until you look into it.
Well, we got to vote to get somebody to design it.
Okay, we'll go that far. I'll say we'll look into design.
The building is, you know, on the whole project, the building the equipment is housed in is a smaller cost compared to the overall project. So.
Right.
We don't really know how much money to spend.
Well, that's the second part of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right? I mean, what we're voting on today is to approve the design contract.
Right. Mm-hmm.
For you to meet with the engineers, come back with a design and a projected cost.
That is correct.
And we'll then be asked to approve that cost of, what you said, between $4 to $5 million or somewhere in that range a while ago, I think.
And I can report back directly to Mr. Wilson during the design process.
I think they all should know this.
Well, it means come back here, not just.
Sure.
So the question, therefore, would be in this design process, are there going to be a couple of options to include perhaps that of Councilman Wilson's suggestion, along with your suggestion as a comparison, I guess, in the end? Is that feasible?
We can do that. I can tell you during the long time we've been doing this, we've not had many questions about building materials in these projects, but we can
today is that day, apparently.
Today is that day, so we will address that specific item and report back.
So we can have some options in this design process.
I'm sorry. That won't run up the cost, will it?
No.
Okay.
No. It's not a big issue.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
I'm voting.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Next is John Ashman's back. Well.
Yeah. I was afraid you missed me.
Yeah, we
My
Deerbrook Off-Site Infrastructure Agreement, Long Neck Sanitary Sewer.
I'll try to do without it. I think I'm good. They have the map. I think if they looked in their packet, they sort of know the location. Well, I know. You got to get it hooked up, so I'm good to go. Okay, I'm here today to present for your consideration an off-site infrastructure agreement between Sussex County and Alpaco 5 LLC for the installation of regional infrastructure to connect their project known as Deerbrook in the neighboring community along Branch and Autumn Road to the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. The engineering department has been working with the developer for this project to reach an agreement, whereas the developer will install a regional pump station and pump station force main as well as gravity collection system to serve their project and the neighboring community. The engineering department previously addressed council to consider the parcel for annexation into the sewer district. However, council requested a time frame be in place for service to the surrounding community. As part of this agreement, a timeline has been submitted based on final recordation of the subdivision, and the agreement also outlines the establishment of an escrow account to cover the cost of the regional infrastructure and the reimbursement of the oversizing costs for the regional facilities. The agreement has been reviewed and executed by the developer. Monies have been submitted to the county pending approval of this agreement and the annexation request, which we will return to present to you in the near future if you agree with the agreement. This is for the project, again, is known as Deerbrook. It's at the end of Autumn Road in Long Neck. And there's a bigger map.
This is the project known as Deerbrook. This is the regional pump station they'll be putting in and a gravity collection line down Autumn Road, and that will serve this existing community back here. The county wanted to take this project.
Okay. Have a motion, sir?
I have a motion. Be it moved by the Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Council President is authorized to execute the Deerbrook Offsite Infrastructure Agreement between Sussex County and Alpaca 5 LLC for a regional pump station, force main, and a gravity collection system as presented on June 2nd, 2024.
Pleasure, council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'll be yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Old business. Come on down, Mr. Lang.
Morning.